Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Sabrina, how can we help you?
So I met this guy. His name was Mark, and we went on this awesome date. Things were good. We had great chemistry. We were very attracted to each other. But since the last date, I had not heard from him.
Okay. Well, what happened on that date? What'd you do? How'd you f*** it up?
Well, let me tell you something. I don't think I f***ed anything up by any means because I'm amazing. But let me tell you this. So during this date, dude, he gets a phone call from his family talking about where the f*** are you at? So we had to attend a last-minute emergency funeral service that, you know, either A, he forgot about or something happened. And we have to go attend it. But during that, I got a very important call that I had to take. So I don't really feel like I was being present, but I still went with him.
No, you know what? You're not at fault at all. How in the hell is someone going to die and you're going to forget about it? That's his mistake.
I don't know. Something. Because we have to go to a last-minute funeral.
Oh, wait. Maybe. Hold on real quick. Were you dressed... I don't want to say funeral appropriate because you went on a date, but I mean, did you like stick out like you were dressed like all sexy, like were your ass cheeks hanging out or anything?
Yeah, I stuck out like a sore thumb. I was wearing some leopard pants and my dicks were hanging out.
Stop it.
Okay, now we know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what? We'll call him for you next, okay?
Okay.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just talked to Sabrina, and you know what? This is very weird. She was on a date with this guy, Mark. During the date, he gets a call about a funeral that he forgot to go to for his family. Apparently, okay. Whoever died wasn't that important.
Yeah, that's an issue right there. Issue number one.
So Sabrina joined him at the funeral, and then she said she got a phone call, something like that, whatever. I don't know. Whatever. That's just weird. But since that day, he hasn't called her back, so we're going to call him right now and find out what the deal is. Sabrina, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Stay quiet.
Hello?
Hi.
Sorry.
Is this Mark?
Yeah. Who's this?
Mark, I'm sorry for waking you up.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, good. This is the Get Up Crew. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. I can explain why we're calling it. It's a good reason.
Did I win tickets?
You didn't win tickets, but you possibly won a nice dinner. So, I mean, we got a phone call from a girl who would like to take you out to dinner, a nice date. And what we're offering you is you pick wherever you'd like to go on a date on whatever day you're free, and we'll reserve everything and pay for everything. And I'll even tell you the girl's name if you say yes.
All right.
This dude's a peach.
Are you fully awake yet, Mark?
I'm getting there.
You're getting there? Okay. Well, the girl's name is Sabrina, and apparently you did went out. You guys went out before.
Jesus.
Nah, dude, nah. Nah, I'm all set. You didn't need to wake me for that.
Well, so she said that last time you guys went out, you got kind of interrupted and had to go to a funeral, so she kind of wants to finish the date off.
I mean, I'm all set with cheaters, man. Like, my last girlfriend was one of those. I don't need that again.
How is she a cheater? What the hell did she do?
Her phone died, so I let her borrow mine. And then the date ends. We got to go to the thing, right? Like, it was awkward, whatever. Then she goes home, and whoever she was texting with sends her a pic. Not even like 10 minutes later, I'm sitting there in the morning. Out comes this picture of dick and balls.
What?
Hold on, I'm very confused. How did you had her phone and you saw a picture of somebody's?
No, she used my phone to text someone. She, like, texted someone, we need to finish this later. And then 10 hours later, boom.
Why was she using your phone?
Because my phone died, dude. And
okay, wait,
and
hold on, hold on.
Wait, why
Sabrina's on the phone.
Pictures.
Okay, wait. So, Sabrina, you Mark's phone because your phone died.
Yes. And
you were texting somebody that you were banging? What the hell was it? Why did Mark get a pic for you?
So here's the dealio, dude. I told him from the beginning. I'm very honest and transparent and authentic with my communication. And I told this dude that I practice polyamory, which is exploring sexual energies with more than one partner. It's called abundant love, darling. And I was very open about this.
Wait, what?
So I was texting my last lover, mm-hmm. and... you know, I guess things got hidden in his mind. I cannot control what people want to send, you know. I guess the little tiger jumped out of him. He felt like sending me a text. Didn't know whose phone I was using. I can't control that.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Mark, I don't understand
why.
Does
it, though?
So, Mark, why are you mad?
There's a difference between her telling you something and then opening your phone while you're eating your Frosted Flakes and seeing some guy with his dick in his hand.
Well, I was all over your so I don't know what the problem is. It's not like I was with him. I was with you at some damn funeral we had to go to, so.
You know, honestly, man, I thought she was joking when she said that. She was all, like, smiley, and I thought she was doing a parody of those people. You know,
a parody of those people?
Why would she be here on a date with me if she's with other dudes? That doesn't make sense.
Honey, because I'm attracted to more than one person, and right now I have four other sexual partners that I'm practicing sex with, so what's the big deal? I told you that.
So,
oh, my God.
Mark, would you like to go on another
yeah.
date with Sabrina?
Nah, I'm good. And not just seeing a d- it was a big d- I don't know if I can follow that. Like,
tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10s.
All right, my friends. I mean, this is pretty simple, okay? You have work tomorrow. Don't get all messy tonight. That's all I have to say. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.